Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined today by a man who's not just a comedian. He plays for England at football and he's over in Tenerife at the
warm weather training. Yeah, lovely.
It says here. So, Josh Pugh joined us. Very funny man. An equally funny man, Ray Bradshaw, Partick Thistle fan. Comedian, he told us about a little bit of football tourism he indulged in at the weekend.
Yeah, very nice.
The half-time entertainment was quite different for what he normally gets. We had a bit of a chat, Charlie, didn't we?
We had all sorts of nice stories.
We had a Paddy's pick, which I know you enjoy.
Ugh.
You got involved with some very funny stories for us, which we appreciate. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Afternoon, Paul. I had a lovely evening last night. Oxford United versus Arsenal.
You took the match in your local club, Oxford, aren't you?
Well, my son is an Oxford fan and an Arsenal fan, so...
Oh, is he?
Well,
how did that happen?
No idea, Paul.
That's bad parenting.
And then he told me he supported Torquay, and then that was about 5 minutes.
Right.
And then now he's back to Arsenal, I think, because they're top of the league, so...
Anyway. Why was he allowed to drift?
Well, he's allowed to do what he likes, Paul.
I know, but...
I don't own him.
I know, but...
He's a human, Paul. We don't own our children.
When it comes to football and your kids, I think you can apply maybe a little bit more pressure than you can any other instance. So... How this flirtation with Torquay, how old was he?
Well, no, he was Arsenal fan first, because that's what happens when you're a kid, isn't it? You know, when you're like little. I know, but you live near a good team.
Well, I was near Arsenal when I was a kid.
Okay.
But, you know, there we are.
Anyway, he chose Arsenal, so we went to Arsenal a bit. And then I said, it's really good supporting your local team. Our nearest team is Oxford United.
Yeah.
So we've been to Oxford United a lot, you know. And then Oxford drew Arsenal in the cup.
That's nice thing you can share with him. Yeah.
And then I gave it a bit of, there's Arsenal in here.
Really?
Get him out.
Pointing.
There's Arsenal in here.
Did he celebrate?
There was a lot of Arsenal around us.
Did he celebrate the goals?
No, but there was a lot of Arsenal in here.
All right, okay.
Last night. You could really tell. It was full, you know.
Yeah.
11,500 people. And I was like, there are a lot of Arsenal in this bit now.
It wasn't the greatest of games, was it, really?
It was poor, Paul.
Yeah.
It was poor. Oxford haven't got much up front. And Arsenal looked like they were on sort of 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10.
Just knew they couldn't kind of phone it in and still win.
And you know, when Rob Holding's playing, you know, it's like, this is...
Okay. Feel free to single him out.
And El Nenny.
Hashtag be kind.
How long's El Nenny been there?
Yeah, I know.
It must have been there 9-10 years.
He scored though, didn't he?
He did score.
Yeah.
He did score. When they got that free kick, I said they'll score from there. They'll absolutely score from
there. What were the Oxford Ultras like? Did they take it well or did they get stuck
The
in?
Swearers, Paul. The swearers sit in the other bit.
Oh, okay. Yes,
they're known as the
Oxford Swearers.
No, but that's what we call them.
Okay.
Where do you want to sit, Stan? And he was like 10, 11, you know, getting into swearing.
Yeah.
I said,
that age when they first get into swearing.
They're really getting into it, you know.
Yeah.
I said, do you want to sit in the swearers? Oh, yeah, I'd love to sit with the swearers. But we didn't want to sit with the swearers.
You're sitting there having a go at me saying, well, I can't tell him what to do. You 11 years old, you're sitting with the swearers.
Well, you've got to let them live, Paul. They're going to experience swearing.
Yeah.
Aren't they? So, you know, they've got to make
their
own choices.
They can learn the proper words with the swearers. If they learn these words in the playground,
no bad words. No bad words, just bad intentions, Paul. Just bad intentions.
Liam says, please ask Charlie what he had from the burger van at Oxford United last night. I said hello to him in the queue. Also to congratulate him on having a cracking set of Nashers.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
I've never really noticed your teeth there.
Not exactly Ryland, am I, Paul?
No. They're nice. I mean, you know, I've not really noticed.
That's nice. Maybe I'll give him a big smile and a wave. I just had chips because I'm gluten intolerant and really trust much. The burger van outside Oxford United isn't going to be like, it's a gluten-free sausage with made from... No, it's probably made from...
Is it, if it's gluten-free, you get the 1,000-yard stick. We could be doing the people a an
might
injustice.
Be absolutely lovely, exactly.
Anyway, a couple of things to get going on today. First, we're going to play you a little bit from breakfast. I mentioned it to Simon and to Jim when I popped in about 12:30. It's about running into people you know on the beach because the dynamic is odd. Oh. Because you might know someone from work and you see each other... Well, I'd like to think you see each other fully clothed, unless you're a Chippendale and they work backstage at the theatre. But generally, you'd see these people. And then one day you're on the beach somewhere. Oh, what are the chances? And the both of you, possibly with your partners as well, are standing there effectively in your underwear. And you're having a conversation in your underwear.
Seeing your colleagues in your pants.
So anyway, we bring this up because Ali was telling Laura about over in Doha. He popped onto the beach and happened upon Roy Keane. It was a funny story. Here it is.
We'd get an afternoon off, and I thought, I'm going to end up down the beach for an hour. And the beach, I'm telling you, nobody on the beach. Nobody. One sunbed, away up on the left-hand side, Roy sitting on it, and he's got the headphones on, right? Only person on the beach. And I'm thinking to myself,
no.
There's no danger. There's just absolutely no danger that he wants to see me, right? So initially I thought, I'll pull up a sunbed right next to him. Turn on my Rammstein and see where it takes us. but I didn't. I walked up to him. I walked all the way along the beach. He's sitting there. He's got his headphones on, right? So he opens one eye, looks at me, and removes the left ear. I went, You'll be delighted to hear. I'm not going to sit next to you. I'm going to leave you alone. I just wanted to say hello, right? And he looked at me, closed his left eye, put his left ear plug back in, and stuck a thumb up.
Good stuff. That was of course, Roy's window to say, don't be daft. Come and have a chat.
It's fine.
But that was never going to happen. Ali knew that. Laura and Ali back tomorrow from 6 on TalkSport, of course, for breakfast. But we say an odd dynamic. Has it ever happened to you? People you run into when you weren't expecting. Oh, yeah. You were saying
even at the pool.
An extension of that is that when you become that captive audience, you said, like, you get on the train.
Oh, yeah.
You see someone you know a bit, but you don't know that well. And it's that thing of, do we sit again? Because that's a 35, 40-minute call, maybe longer if you're coming, you're doing Edinburgh to London.
Also, Paul, if I saw you at the end of the platform,
you'd avoid me.
And I knew you were going into work, and I knew I was going into work, I just want to be on my own, Paul.
Yeah.
And I think you probably do as well. I just think it's to get trapped. I can't imagine having a proper commute every day with the same... Oh, God.
Getting into that situation. It's a bit heavy.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, I was not aware, Charlie, till you told me that England's partially sighted team were on warm weather training. Why would
training.
I be? Warm weather training in Tenerife.
Yeah.
Sounds like a stag do, doesn't it?
As Josh joins us in a minute, his wife said, well, why are you going warm when you play indoors?
Yeah.
So, which is very, very true, isn't it?
I think it's been very impressive that, let's find out if it's FA funded.
Sounds like a jolly to me.
One of the boys is definitely getting married. imagine Josh is wearing a T-shirt that says Ledge on the back of it at the moment. yes, comedian Josh Pugh, England partially sighted footballer, joins us. Hi, Josh.
Hey guys, sorry, just let me put this cocktail down. How you doing?
Very good. We've seen your shorts, Josh.
Yeah.
And they are nicely Souness / Mark Hughes short.
They're Mario Kempes. They're 78 Argentina short, aren't they?
They are short. They are short. They're not issue. I've rolled them up for the Instagram, to be honest.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
So how's this all come up? Is this an FA-funded trip? How's it all work?
Yeah, so it's the first time the FA have put this on. So basically, it's a warm weather training camp for all the para football teams. Well, not all the, but there's the England blind team, the partially sighted team, cerebral palsy deaf men and deaf women. So we're all over in Tenerife. We don't train together really, but we're all kind of in the warm weather, kickstarting the fitness for the year. Really, it's wicked.
Yeah.
What a way to start the year! It's great.
Yeah,
absolutely bad. Yeah. Fantastic.
Very good. Could you play the blind team? Is there a way that you could play, like, mix up the teams at all, like shirts v skin sort of, Josh?
their sport is so unique. So they play with a bell in the ball, and we could put a blindfold on and play, but we'd just be
rubbish.
We'd be lost.
Sure.
And they've done that before, where kind of ex-pros have like a bit of an experience and put a blindfold on, but it's so far from. They're incredible how they do it.
So how do they pick players, Josh? How do you get selected? Do you play in a team? Is there a league? How does it work?
Is it kind of club filter system? How does it work?
Yeah, so the sport the partials play is futsal, and there's a national futsal league, which is a sighted league, which some of our lads play in, and there's a partial sighted league as well. So it's kind of a mixture of players from there. We get people from football that have maybe lost their sight, or a degree of their sight as they've got a bit older, and so it can kind of, there's people that are born with it and have played and they've come through the FA pathway, and there's others that have been kind of just found. That's kind of what you're hoping for sometimes. If there's ever a head injury on Sky Sports News, we're like, oh well, let's get in touch, see.
You're trying to get your players there, dear me. Bit dark, Josh. Are the keep it.
Remember when Scholes, didn't they? Scholes, he had a retina detachment a couple of years ago.
You tapped him up, did you?
We think we might have a player.
He's on the plane. He's on the plane.
Yeah. what was I going to say to you? My mind's gone blank. Classifications in para sport is always a bit of a thorny subject, isn't it? So, I mean, in somewhat partially sighted, I mean, will you play other countries? Are some countries more partially sighted than others? I mean, can there be kind of issues and controversies around it?
Yeah, it's kind of, it could be a bit contentious, really, but we're kind of from our end, we've got the best doctors and the best people. We've got our paperwork and we've kind of, our pathway kind of filters that kind of stuff out. But other countries, it's so difficult to know. And like sight loss, it's such a broad spectrum. Yeah. Actually, that presents as they can see really well, but actually that they can't. So it can be a bit, there's certainly been countries in the past. I think it's much better than it was. It's much, much better than it was. But I think there's certainly been countries in the past that you'd be you'd question them.
So it's all work, is it, Josh? It's all 24/7 training, sweating,
training field,
sleep, eating properly.
You know what it is. What I would say is I've had a good Christmas. That's what I've found out from this warm weather stuff. But it's great. And you can probably tell I've been on the show before and I've been in. But I'm in a FA mode here. Can you tell, Charlie?
Yeah, I can tell. You're very, very. I mean, really, really like official. You sound.
He does. He really. He's wearing the tracksuit with pride, isn't he? Gareth would have been pleased with him. Is this
a blazer next?
He'll have the blazer. Is this building with the gold buttons, with the anchors on? Is this building to an international, Josh? Have you got games coming up?
We've got our World Cup this year in Birmingham. So again,
going to come.
Again, my wife's kind of questioning why you're in Tenerife training for the climate in Birmingham. But so that's in August. So we're building for that. And that, as you'll know, Charlie, is right in the middle of the Edinburgh Fringe. And obviously, stand-up's my gig, really.
So you're very successful these days, Josh. It's a disaster. If only you were like nowhere and a bit of a loser in stand-up, that you could just take a week off to do the. It's going to cost you money.
So you won't be able to play in the World Cup, Josh. Won't you play?
I'm gonna have my cake and eat it. I'm gonna do 2 weeks in Edinburgh and train up there, and then I'm gonna go to Birmingham.
Lovely! Yeah.
If selected, I need to say if selected.
Yeah, well, we should do a show from there. Yeah. Paul, we should go and watch Josh play.
We should do. Is that all the para teams playing in the World Cup? Is it just for you guys, Josh?
So we're all kind of governed, but each sport have their own governing body. So the women's deaf team there in Brazil at the end of the year.
Oh,
that's gone down well. Well, with us like in Birmingham, and I think and then the CP lads and the deaf lads, they'll have different governing bodies in different tournaments. Yeah. So it's wicked. It's the first time we've really all been together, so it's been wicked to meet everyone. To be honest, it's been wicked.
And you're touring Sausage Egg, Josh Pugh, Chips and Beans.
Hugely successful.
And tickets on sale now. Josh Pugh comic. Go and check that out. But yeah, you're kicking off. I see you in Manchester from the 19th, and you're right up to the end of March.
Yeah, so I'm back from here, then I'm pretty much straight into it then. So I'll I'm going to listen to my show on the plane on the way back. Mm-hmm. It's such a different mindset, you know, football and comedy. Mm. It's kind of, I couldn't do a gig now. If the hotel bar tonight said we need someone, I'd be like,
couldn't
no,
do it.
Don't come to me. I need to be. It's match fitness. You know, it's for whatever. You know.
Also, in front of your friends, it'd be an absolute nightmare, Josh. Yeah. It would just be a nightmare. Oh, yes. No, thank you.
No respect for me whatsoever.
Fantastic. Well, Josh, good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your time on the Stag Do warm weather training, and good luck with the tour. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, nice one. Take it easy.
Cheers, Josh.
There we are. Josh Pugh, very funny man. Yeah. If you go and check him out on social media, he puts together very funny little... I mean, he's kind of built his profile doing very funny videos.
Every Monday morning, I think on Twitter and Instagram, out comes
little one-way conversations.
Sort of one-minute conversation. Yeah. Very, very good.
They're very good. Yeah, so, very good. Josh Pugh, go and check him out on Twitter if you haven't before and go and catch him on tour, and indeed at the World Cup.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to go and see the World Cup. Yeah,
I played against England's blind cricket team for the Bunbury's once. Yeah, yeah. And we played, like Josh was saying, there's a bell in the ball.
Yeah.
And you say, like, ready, when you bowl underarm, and you say, ready, play, so they know when it's coming. So it's all about their batsmen sort of timing it right. But it's everything's like a sort of sweep shot off the ground. The bats are sort of different, the balls are different. And obviously we played them and they were much, much better at it. I mean, we didn't have some people steaming in bowling short stuff at them. But we played their game. But there was this lad on his 16-year-old in his first game. Oh, and it was his first shot. And he just chipped one up straight into my hands. And it's coming to me. I'm thinking, I can't drop it. I won't drop it. Shall I drop it? Shan't I drop it?
It's the game. You've got to catch it. You have to catch it.
I caught it. No one was shouting, catch it, the way they always do. But I caught it and I stood there. And the bloke at the other end saying, he's 16, that's his first game. Well, I'm sorry, mate. You know, it's cricket.
That happened to my village team in the summer when they were playing a team that had a Ukrainian guy who was playing his first ever game of cricket.
Wow.
And he was out first ball. And it was all a bit like, come on. He's just escaped, you know, just left a war-torn country and he's come to play cricket.
A bowler give him out. Bowler give him a send-off.
Off you go.
Off you go, mate. Off you go.
Thanks a lot.
Doesn't matter where you come. It's cricket.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you were listening to Breakfast this morning, well, you should have been. Ali was telling a very funny story to Laura Woods. Ali McCorst, of course, back tomorrow morning from 6. On going down to the beach in Doha during the World Cup. Empty beach. And just Roy Keane right up the far end on his sunbed with the old earphones in. And Ali was very tempted to go and put his sunbed right next to him, but he knew that wouldn't play well. So he just said, I've come up to say hello. I'm not going to bother you. And Roy didn't grasp the opportunity. He said, don't be silly, Ali. Sit down. We'll have a drink and a chat. He said, yeah, fair enough. And basically put the headphones back and off he went up the other end of the studio. So I just lobbed my pen across
the
floor.
Threw your pen. I mean, that's cool.
Anyway, so off the back of that, it is an odd dynamic, as we said, because you may meet...
If I was Ali, I just wouldn't have gone and said hello.
Oh, no, you've got
to
do that.
I just left it.
You could have waved from a distance. And then, but then Roy could have said... You know, I saw Annie McCoyster. He couldn't even bother to come over and say hello, you know. I'm not going to go with him because I'm already lying down.
I wouldn't have said hello.
He would. I imagine Roy's the kind of man who likes a perceived slight. And he'll go looking for, like the Croatian football team.
There's a very funny Twitter feed.
And the Portugal football team, he'll go looking for a perceived slight.
Very funny Twitter feed we found today. Yeah. We've been shown and we pulled.
Yeah.
Roy Keane reviews films.
Yeah,
seek it out. Very, very funny.
It is funny. There's some good stuff on there. But we bring this up because, it's an odd dynamic because you're effectively talking to people you know. You might know from the office, oh, fancy seeing you here. And you're talking to each other in your undercrackers. You wouldn't meet in the boardroom, would you? In your bra and pants or just your pants. But that's what happens when you're on holiday. And an extension of that is a good friend, the Reverend Phil Richardson, has been in touch. He said, a vicar friend of mine and his wife were on holiday, got chatting to another couple round the pool. It was only at the end of the week they asked what my friend did. And when he told her, he told the wife, she panicked and felt like she should cover herself up.
Thank you, Phil. Sounds like a 70s film, that.
I bumped into an old colleague on one of the smallest islands in the Maldives last year, and we both said in unison, what are you doing here? I'll have a stab in the dark.
I don't like it.
On the beach, mid-70s, my parents saved for many years to go to Australia to see relatives. Off they went, and while they decided to go to Bondi Beach, beach was deserted, so they settled down for the afternoon. After 2 hours, my dad felt a tap on his foot. He squinted at the sunlit figure and was greeted with, hope you cancelled the milk. It was our milkman. Who was out there? Do you do eggs? He probably would have said. Got any orange juice? He was out there visiting relatives. My dad's only comment was, you're a lot thinner in the flesh.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice, isn't it? Well, he's all bulked up by those layers, the layers of milkman's uniform, that bulked the bulletproof vest and everything they have to wear.
What a nightmare.
It's a dangerous business.
Yeah, never did the milk pull. Never. That's one of the jobs I've never done. Never been on the milk round.
One of the great joys of the kid was trying to jump on the back of the milk float. It was like speed.
Yeah, my dad did that. I think he knocked his teeth out. I think he fell off the back and knocked his teeth out.
Milk used to go mad.
We used to have a milkman in the first house me and my wife bought together.
Yeah.
We had a milkman, but he used to come at like 2 o'clock in the morning rather than get up early, do it late at night, which I think feels like cheating.
Really?
But milkmen have to get up early, Paul. They don't go to bed late. Don't you think?
Do they whistle as much? Milkmen were always good for whistling, weren't they, really? Yeah. They corner the market in that, really.
They expect their milk people these days, Paul.
Yeah, I expect. Yeah, it's true.
I expect.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I expect milk people.
Milk operatives.
Milk operatives. I don't know what it is. Yeah. We've got hey, fellas, in the summer, I bumped into my brand new boss while celebrating a friend's stag do at Ocean Beach in Ibiza. Oh, no. Yeah. One to one the week after was interesting.
I suppose because you've seen each other effectively in your underpants. You've seen they're chatting in your underpants. I mean, if the boss had said, I quite like that dynamic, let's do that again. Get your clothes off.
Were you watching the Oxford Arsenal match last night, Paul? Did you catch bits of it?
I kept an eye on it. I mean,
Ian Wright was there.
I know it's petty, but
it's not that.
It's just I don't like watching Arsenal playing games I know they're almost certain to win.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be the same about Spurs. They'll only watch Spurs if they think Spurs are going to get a kick in, and there was very little chance of that last night with respect to Oxford and
Carlton. You're about right. The way they played, they didn't do anything. But Ian Wright was there, and he saw David Platt in the crowd. Mm. I think he was there as a guest.
Yeah.
And he went, out loud, he said, oh, he's changed a bit. I thought, that's rude, isn't it?
And he was probably thinking, did I say that? He had a cap on, didn't he?
He said the quiet bit loud, Paul, is what he did.
An old cap. He's not necessarily his fighting weight.
I don't think he meant, he's changed a bit. He looks well.
Yeah.
I don't think he looked like that.
Maybe he did. It was ambiguous enough. Maybe he got away with it. Are you interested in those then, Charlie?
I'm interested in those. If you've said the quiet bit out loud.
Yeah.
You know, I was once... Well, when we had Ricky...
Wilson.
Wilson in last week.
From the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah. And, of course, he came in and... And I started singing the riff to I Predict a Riot.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't do it on air, but he just looks at you like, what are you doing?
And you've got previous for this.
I've got previous for this. I've told this before.
Yeah.
I was on a train with
Roland
Giff from the Fine Young Cannibals with my wife, and we just sat there, and it was just us on the thing, and no one said anything to each other. But just as we got off, out came my mouth, John here, just came out of my mouth. And she looked at me like, what on earth are you doing?
Did he react?
It just sort of, they must get it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's just, if it's in my head,
I think it will
come out of my mouth.
I mean, again, a story we've told before, but it's absolutely true. Whenever he pops in, we remind him of it. Hugh Cornwall, the one time frontman of the Stranglers, played cricket for the Bunburys. And first time he was there, Andy was getting changed next to him. He just sort of said, hello, I'm Andy. Talks more. Oh, Hugh, nice to meet you. And Andy was getting changed and he just starts going completely absentmindedly going,
You can't help
starts,
it.
And Hugh said, are you taking the... I won't finish that off, but he could, Mickey. Yeah, not what he said.
You can't... For some reason, if you've got that sort of brain, you can't help it.
Have you got famous person Tourette's? Let us know this afternoon. Or equivalent of.
Talk Sport, the Masked Singer, Paul. Are you watching that?
I'm not. I know Andy's the man you need to speak to.
Oh, really?
We'll get him on the phone, so you can have a private chat. I'll go and have a cup of tea.
Jacket Potato.
Yeah.
Right. One of them's a Jacket Potato. Sang Elvis Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sure.
Universe as a Jacket Potato singing Elvis.
Absolutely sure.
It's what you would have wanted. Next time you're at Graceland and you're standing over his mausoleum, think, oh yeah, Jacket Potato did the Wonder of You. It's great, isn't it? One of the greatest stars in music history.
It's Tim Vine.
Is it Tim?
I'm absolutely sure of it. Okay. Absolutely sure of it. I texted Tim.
Yeah.
Are you Jacket Potato?
He never came back, did he?
He came back.
Yeah.
Saying no, of course. But that's what he would say, Paul.
Okay.
That's what you would say, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, absolutely sure it is.
Tim does listen. So if he's listening today, if he wants to reiterate the fact he's not Jacket Potato.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is quite possibly something that will strike a chord with you. A bit of football tourism.
Okay,
I've done over the years. The guys I've played football with, we've gone off and we've gone abroad on a gentleman's, but we've taken a game.
You haven't gone just for the game. You've gone for a holiday, and there's a game while you're there.
We've got to see Real Madrid. We've seen Malaga play. We've seen...
I did that in Cyprus once, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. You go there and the game is the icing on the cake, really. And we bring this up because a comedian, Partick fan, Ray Bradshaw, I noticed on social media the other day, he found himself in Bruges. I don't know if the football was the driver or was it the gentleman's was the driver, but certainly football was involved. They went to a Circle of Bruges game, him and his pals, and then we saw him 10 pints in for Circle's halftime disco, which you probably don't get at Partick. Now let's find out. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, how are we, guys? I'd like to point out it was the 9% beers that attracted us there rather than the football.
So was it a case of going there, thinking, well, look, let's see if there's a game on while we're there?
Yeah, we try to do that each time. So we've been to some good ones. This game was rotten. we'll talk about that in a sec. It was brutal. But also, up until the day before, I thought we were going to see Club Bruges because I didn't read my message properly.
Ah.
So they share the stadium. And there was a halftime DJ. And I think I was one of two people out of the 4,000 people dancing on the dance floor.
Oh, there was a dance floor. It wasn't just like on the terraces and...
Charlie, there was a proper
dance floor there, like you're at a wedding.
They've got lights. No. It does look like it's got a wedding look to it with a big Circle of Bruges KSV sign and just Ray dancing alone on his own.
It's not quite a dance floor. It's more of a car park, I think, at the weekends, but they'd tarted it up a little bit, so it did look nice.
Would you like to see our halftime disco at Partick? You think that would go down well? People just come onto the edge of the pitch and... No, probably not.
I think if anything we need in Scottish football, it's more people expressing themselves after alcohol. So a dance floor would be perfect.
It's a slightly more positive expression than you might get otherwise.
Yeah, dance like no one's watching, you know. Yeah. A few of those.
That could take the heat out of the Old Firm derby, though, couldn't it?
They'd have to move it to a 6 a.m. kickoff if they're going to do that. Yeah. it wouldn't be working.
It would depend, though. You put a bit of Rod Stewart on, you alienate. But you have to be so careful with the playlist.
What are you going to play? Oh. Yeah, what a nightmare.
Yeah, it would be difficult.
Because when the Saturdays played Tea in the Park, they weren't allowed to play I Just Can't Get Enough because that was a Celtic fan. Celtic song, and they were worried it would cause a riot.
Like,
imagine someone explaining that to the Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so odd.
Yeah.
Celtic never play on a Saturday. They're always Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Because they're always knocked out of the Champions League and into the Europa League. That's why.
It was Circle of Bruges versus Westerlo. Is this League Two or is this Premier Division?
Top flight. So it's 7th v 9th. So the top 8 go into European playoff, and I'm going to sound really old here when I say this, but there wasn't one 50-50 in the whole game.
Oh.
Everyone pulls out of tackles.
Really?
There was so much diving. It was just, brutal. And to get into the point where, do you know that way you just keep watching the mascots to see what they're doing instead of the football because the game was rotten.
That's why the beer is 9%.
That's it. Yeah, take your mind off the football. The familiar faces included the former Spurs player, Nasser Chadli. Nasser's still doing his thing. He was playing football. He wasn't running the disco, was he?
No, he wasn't the DJ. I think that could be his future career after watching him the other day, though. he scored a penalty in the fourth minute, and that was the only thing that happened in the whole game. That was it. Whereas, like, other times, we try to go away. Anytime we go away, like Stag do or whatever, we'd go to a game. I remember we went to Újpest.
Yeah.
In Budapest, and my mate's uncle didn't want to come. He was like, I'm not a football fan. He's like in his 70s. And then we got there about 8 pints in. He turned to me after about 70 minutes and he said, if Újpest score again, I'm taking my top off. And I was like, yes, we've broke them. We have absolutely broke them. That is the way to do it.
Yeah, I did a Sparta Prague one as well with that same, you know, nice. It was like going to a game in the 70s, you know. Yeah. They were playing Bobby Bruno that sounds like a soul singer. And it was all going off. In the Bobby Bruno end, you know, really. It was shirts off minus 10.
It's not about the football, is it? It's about the company, about the trip, the adventure. You got the story out of it, you know. Yeah. It's fantastic, Reds. How are Partick getting on this season?
Well, it's funny you're saying that. Sometimes I think that, see, when I go see see Partick Thistle play, the football's actually the worst part of the day.
Yeah.
Like everything else around it, senior mates and all that is good. Yeah, we're doing okay. We've gone through like a fan takeover, so we're now, there was threats of legal action, all that kind of stuff. So we were top of the league and then that happened, then we lost 6 in a row. Oh. We're bounced back up. So we won 2-1. We got an 89th minute winner on Saturday there. And earlier on the season, December time, our keeper scored a 95th minute header.
Wow.
To equalize. So it's been an exciting season.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way of saying it.
That thing you say about sometimes it being the best part of the day, just the football being the worst part. I say that when I go to Spurs sometimes, you know. So I don't think it matters about the level of football. It's just, you know.
It's about everything around
it. It's what you go for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So sorry, go on, Paul.
I see you're on tour, Ray, aren't you?
From next month. It starts again on the 9th of February. So I've got 3 months out. And I love just going to see random games when I'm there. So if I'm in Manchester, I'll try to go see Salford or FC United or whoever's playing. Bury I used to go to. So yeah, I'll be taking them all in, and yeah, I've got about 48 dates. And Charlie, you're on tour as well?
I am on tour. What a nice man. Gosh,
Give me your back, mate.
Plugging. Yeah, that's nice of you, isn't it? I am on tour. 24 hour pasty, people. Yeah. Tickets available at all prices.
You're in London on the start and the end of the tour. So either way, Ray, pop in and see us, won't you, when you're in town. It'd be good to see you around
nice
the show,
right?
Yeah, we'll if you want, you can set up a DJ booth and I'll
come
with
and
you.
Dance. We'll make that happen.
But where's your next trip, Ray? Have you got the next boys trip planned?
No, one of our mates suggested we do it every month, and we're like, I don't think we can handle that.
Go down well with the gaffers.
I think we're going to do buyer's choice, so we'll take it in different turns next year. Yeah. There's talk of, I've got mates who sometimes go to Germany on the Saturday, then maybe catch a game in Austria on the Sunday, and vice versa and stuff like that. So maybe try to do that.
Nice idea,
and just combine rubbish.
You could do
with
that.
No drinking.
You could do that. Bratislava and Vienna. Go and see Slovan play. Then you know Rapid or whatever.
That was that was the weekend the lockdown happened. That was our plan. So that was the first time we'd all been away, because we did Manchester. We went to Oldham last year.
Okay.
And we didn't realize there was a protest involved. So at 60 minutes, everyone ran and sat on the pitch.
Oh, dear.
I
was like,
I don't know.
Get involved in that. No.
Look, very quickly, we're going to play Celebrity Combination Lock. Let's do it.
Okay.
Welcome to Celebrity Combination Lock with your hosts, Paul Hawkesby and lock keeper Charlie Baker.
Yes, what's happening is this. Our assistant producer, Jamie, cannot remove his fetid gym gear from a locker because he can't open the lock.
He's got a big game tonight. He needs to get his kit out of the locker. He can't undo the lock.
Steam oozing from underneath the locker.
Don't knock the lock.
What shouldn't we lock?
Don't knock the lock.
We don't knock the lock. Ray, your job is to guess the four numbers on the lock. A lot of people have played this. Tommy Walsh off Ground Force, Martin Afire, rugby league legend, John Richardson, Al Murray, Lloyd Griffith, Chesney Hawks, they've all played it. Bob Mortimer, Joe Wilkins, David Earl, Reece James. And now it's your turn. Rob Orton is the king of... he's not quite got all four, but Rob got three correct numbers, three of them in the correct place, Ray. And those numbers were, I think I can, 0336 were the numbers that Leeds fan, poet and comedian Rob Orton got. 0336, three correct numbers, three in the correct place. Give us your guess in Celebrity Combination Lock.
I'm going to go, this is a coincidence. One of my mates told me this on a stag do recently, that I went away with seven people. So if you track them down on social media, you can find them. He told me when he was very drunk, his PIN code was 0339. So let's see if it's his.
Tell us which. Wow. I mean, he might be having his own quiz somewhere else on what's my PIN code.
Yes.
Anyway, the two mash up.
Let's remind people of what the four numbers.
0-0-3-3-9.
Okay, wow, let's find out if that's going to open Jamie's fetid locker at the gym. Here we go.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck, Ray.
Good luck, Ray, yeah. We're rooting for you. Can you possibly tell us, voice of the lock, how many Ray did get right? Can we do that?
Voice of the lock.
Two.
These
guys gone back on what
Rob did. Gone backwards.
But you've had a good day, Ray. You enjoyed yourself, I take it.
Two in the correct place. Two numbers and two in the correct place, I'm being told by the computer.
Two in the correct place. Okay.
In my ear.
I genuinely mean this, guys, when I say that was more fun than Cercle Bruges against West Ham. So
high praise indeed. Cheers, Ray. Come and see us when you're in London. All the best.
Well, do. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Ray.
There we are. This Ray Bradshaw there, a comedian. Catch him on tour throughout February, March and beyond. You can find him on social media. And you watch his dancing if you go and follow him on social media.
I don't know if he does any dancing in his show. Maybe he'll put it in
After half-time watching disco. That, I certainly hope so.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paddy's Pick on TalkSport with Paddy Power. Can you guess who's made the headlines this week?
18 plus, be gamble aware, don't all.
Yes, time now for the return of Paddy's Pick in association with our
I've
official...
I've forgotten all about this. Yeah, sorry, I know you've got a thing, like read that thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
Official betting partner, Paddy Power. Paddy's Pick, I'll be asking Charlie to identify a mystery sports personality who's made the news headlines in the past week. That helps you a bit. It's not that random.
Is it Jamie Reid? It might be this week. I mean, I often used to say that.
It isn't. We spoke to him yesterday on the show, by the way. You missed that.
Yeah. I did miss that.
And it's Paddy's Pick of the Week, somebody who's been in the news. You'll get five clues to work out who it is. We'll start with 50 quid in the pot for every clue you use without a correct answer. £10 cruelly snatched away. Paddy's Pick is all for charity. We're raising funds for the Attitude Foundation, who support a range of causes across the LGBTQ community and promote inclusion in sport. Charlie, see if we can get some money for
you. Sure, I'm not very good at this.
I'm feeling pretty positive. I've looked at the name and I think
that makes it even worse.
I think you'll be
when
right.
I don't get it.
So let's play Paddy's Pick. Here we go. For 50 quid, this week's pick is an international football icon who went to school with a future winner of the Tour de France. And indeed, an international rugby captain who went to the same school.
Went to the same school where was that? Oh, I know the answer to this. Yeah. Not helping me at all.
No, I'm not. I gave you the...
The trouble is I do this and then...
The international rugby captain speak Tottenham.
Every name of any footballer just goes out of my head. You could call this quiz Name a Footballer.
How many international sporting icons have been in the news this week? But a few.
I don't really... I'm not that into sport.
Should we move on to the next... what are you doing on TalkSport? Should we move on to the... You want to say our name?
Harry Kane.
It's not Harry Kane. No.
Okay.
For 40 quid. His uncle was a striker for Fulham and also played for Gillingham, Hereford and Cardiff City. So I'd argue that's harder than the 50 quid question.
Yeah. Was his uncle Jeff Horsfield?
No.
That's what I'm guessing from that from that little...
For Fulham played for Gillingham, I don't think so.
I wasn't guessing Jeff Horsfield. Who does he play? He's not Mrs. Hard from that, just that.
Yeah, I think that's... I wouldn't have...
International football icons.
Yeah, international football icons.
Been in the news.
This week. Went to school with...
England rugby captain.
If I give you the names.
A tall different...
No, I didn't say an England rugby captain. I said an
International rugby captain.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm embarrassing myself. I just
don't
can't.
Be hard on yourself.
Well, I can't bear this quiz. I'm so bad at it. All I can ever think of is Torquay United names, and then it's never going to be them. So I will just say, Jordan Henderson.
It isn't Jordan Henderson. You'll be all right here. He was a product. This is for 30 quid. He was a product of the Southampton Academy, where he had a reputation as a bit of a prankster. Again, I wouldn't have known that. Went to school, was it a footballing icon, Southampton Academy.
I'm getting such evils from everyone in this building.
That's a bit harsh, Charlie. So Southampton might have helped you. The next one you'll get right, that's for 30 quid.
Southampton.
Came through Southampton's Academy.
Yeah, I mean...
International football icon.
Alan Shearer.
It's not. That was a good try. He hasn't been particularly in the news.
He was at Southampton.
He was at Southampton, yeah.
Wouldn't have that ankle.
Okay, for £20. Oh, no. From Southampton, he joined Tottenham in 2007.
Oh, Gareth Bale. There we are.
He's got the £20.
What an idiot. See, it only takes one little thing and then it clicks, doesn't it? You didn't say he retired. That wasn't in the thing, was it?
He said he was in the news.
I might as well have
said clue one. His name was Gareth Bale. He retired this week. Sam Warburton all went to the same school.
Yes.
Wales captain.
Yes, of course.
And Grant Thomas all went to the
same school.
I should
have got it a lot earlier. Yeah. I did very badly.
Yeah, what about that?
Very so you got badly. It. The I next think one he ever was, played at playing.
He catapulted himself, apparently.
Oh,
hang on. To stardom with a Champions League. I was going to say, how did he do that? With a Champions League hat trick for Spurs in 2010 against Inter at Sam.
Should have got it from the first one, to be honest.
But £20, that's not to be sniffed at.
At least we got it.
So there we are, Paddy's pick of the week for his memorable career, Gareth Bale. Good luck with your retirement, Gareth. So there you go, £20, raised for the Attitude Foundation.
Probably have to get a little job down B&Q or something when he keep himself going.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. He might take a bit of bar work on.
Just clearing up one or two days a week.
Clearing up the pots in his local pub.
Give him a bit of pin money.
Take it in washing. And there'll be another Paddy pick next week. Thanks to our friends at Paddy Power, 18+, begambleaware.org. They are official H&J betting partner, of course.
Paddy's pick on TalkSport with Paddy Power. Can you guess who's made the headlines this week?
18+, begambleaware.org.
Go and check out the TalkSport social media link. You will find a very funny story from Ali McQuest today with Laura Woods talking about his chance meeting with Roy Keane on the beach in Doha. He's back with Laura at 6 tomorrow morning, of course, on breakfast. You've been telling us some of your stories about meetings with people on the beach, because it's an odd dynamic when, especially if it's people you know and you generally see them fully clothed, you're effectively having a shoot in the breeze in your undercrackers, which is odd. We've got friends we only ever see on the beach, says Anthony. They live in Israel. It's weird seeing them off season with clothes on.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I'm not used to that.
And here we are. I read this word for word. It's from Big Davey in Lisbon, who does have a turn of phrase. Was on holiday in Tenerife when an elderly gentleman approached me in what I can only describe as enough cloth to bandage a thumb. He then expressed his admiration for my Rangers tattoo. Oh. He then called his wife over, who was well over 60, no stranger to a fish supper, and topless. Thank you, Davey, for that beautiful image that then takes us.
Woken a few people up.
What?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show.
Lovely.
Another
lovely
one.
Show.
Another one bites the dust. And we'll do it all again tomorrow.
Why not?
Yeah, me and Andy. Do hope you can join us. If not, the podcast will be available about 4. You'll be back on Thursday, Charlie.
See you Thursday.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.